Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and joining me in the studio is Manuele Verdelli, who is the sales manager for Campanelle Vineyards in beautiful Tuscany. Last week we talked about the property and making wine in Tuscany, and this week we're talking about some of the specific wines that they are making in Campanelle. So you're growing Chardonnay, which is something that not many people do in Tuscany, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah, it's correct.
And so first off, what was the inspiration to do this? Why did your winemaker decide maybe we'll grow Chardonnay? How come?
It's a little bit a long and funny history, because in Campanelle at the beginning we had especially other white grapes, in particular Trebbiano and Malvasia Bianca, white Malvasia, that are quite popular in Tuscany. We didn't produce Vinsanto, the sweet wine that usually we made with Trebbiano and Malvasia Bianca. So for him, it was interesting to try to make a white wine with the Trebbiano because we had in our field. But honestly, sincerely, the result was not so good. And so in that time, our winemaker was in contact with the University of Siena. And the University of Siena experimented a new clone of Chardonnay. So he decided to put in the soil of Campanelle this new clone of Chardonnay. And it was the 84-85. So at the beginning of his history with Campanelle, when he was still a student in the university, because he was, as we said, very, very young. And the result was great. And for many years, we continued to produce very few bottles, but our Chardonnay, 3,000 bottles, no more. Actually, our present owner, Mr. Sherwood, bought Campanelle in the 97. And in that time, Mr. Sherwood arrived and asked to Simone, why you make Chardonnay? I'm American. I used to drink Chardonnay many times in my country. So please use this land for Sangiovese. So please replant your vines. And Simone replied, sorry, but you know, this is my hobby. I invest a lot in our Chardonnay, so please give me the chance at least to maintain the hobby. And so Mr. Shaw said, okay, don't worry. Okay, take your Chardonnay for your hobby. Now the hobby became a business because Mr. Sherwood really fell in love for the style of our Chardonnay and asked the winemaker, Simone is the name, to enlarge the Chardonnay vineyards. So now we are very proud to have a Chardonnay that is quite unusual and I think really interesting. But it's a funny story.
It's an interesting wine because even though it's oaked, it really has that beautiful acidity, a bit of lemon to it. It's a very elegant Chardonnay.
Sure. I think especially the minerality of our Chardonnay grows very well in the glass. So it's the particularity of our Chardonnay is, I think, a Chardonnay that really you can enjoy glass by glass.
And the current vintage is 2008?
2008
U.S. Nice. I've been speaking with Manuele Verdelli, who is sales manager for Campanelle Winery in Tuscany. Next week, we'll talk about Sangiovese and Super Tuscan. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Cheers.